at the double, the derby with Methuselah, and now Kid Cove wins the Carbo Cup. Great day at the office.
Yeah, very good, and great advertisement for Tassie Breeding and their sale, because we came down here, Gary Mudgeway and myself, 2 years ago, bought three horses. One won the Derby, one won the Carbine Club, and the other one actually was coming down for the Tassie Oaks but hurt herself. Me and Mudge do a lot of work to look at these type of horses, but we've had a lot of luck from this sale, so yeah, good advertisement for
it. Now, Kid Cove, at one stage you were thinking about Golden Slipper last season.
One stage last season we thought we had himself $500,000 to Hong Kong if he had have got the bob of the head against Golden Archer at Flemington. But look, he's a funny horse, and even today, as soon as a horse came up around the outside of him, he dropped the bed, and he's a bit of a thinker. Jared Wright's worked for me, and he knows the horse, so that's why he was on him. He knows him well, and because he knew him, he knew what to do when he started to do that, and won the race for us.
We gave him one crack, and that's when he was
good. There, that's when he came good. He just has to be reminded that, you know, you've got to do it, mate. Yeah, look, he's a good type, and as I said, Gary Mudgeway, we do a lot of bloodstock work with, bought him with one bid, went in, we knew the reserve was 20, thought most of the locals would have 25, so we opened the bid at 26, and got him with one bid, and, you know, looks cheap today.
Well, he does indeed. Now, will you continue on with him? Are you getting anything in mind, or just go?
We actually, now he's won this, there's a couple of races down here worth sort of 50 and 60,000 that we'll bring him back with, because he's actually locally owned. Gary owns 50% of him, and a couple of good Tassie boys own the other 50%, so we always said that if we got the opportunity, we'd bring him down here so they could see him race, and he's won this, so there's every chance we'll bring him back.
Well, there's a Magic Millions race on the 15th of February, $50,000 race.
Yeah, that's a chance. That's one of the races we've got penciled in. The Tassie boys actually emailed them to me, and I can't remember them off the top of my head, but there are a couple of races. He'll come home now, though, because he's a difficult horse to train. He spends a lot of time on our farm with my brother-in-law, Craig Anderson, doing a lot of work with him, and my wife rides him. Doing a few things.
Name?
Bernadette, she's standing right behind you. she rides him and does a few different things with him, so he'll go home and then come back for whichever race we decide to go for.
Right. Methuselah, what are you going to do with him now? I know you talked about other races that you're thinking of. They say you put the Derby on a week before the Hobart Cup so you could go in there because it's valid for entry, but it's too big a jump, isn't it?
It's too big of a jump, and he's an immature horse. If he was a more mature horse, you know, he's only just started to come to his game the last few starts, and, you know, he's a horse that'll be a better horse as a four-year-old, so probably don't want to break him yet. So I'll take the softer option and go home and see what we can do over there.
Now, you've had a look at the catalogue. Are you going to the 2012 sale?
We bought a very nice Dash for Cash colt here last year that actually ran in the chairman's yesterday at Caulfield, but was shin sore. But yes, we'll be back.
Look forward to seeing you there.
No dramas, thank you.